And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 19th of December, 2016. It was on this day, 1932, the British Empire Service, now known as the BBC World Service, went on the air as a shortwave service to send news and messages to the outposts of the British Empire. It's the birthday of the physicist Albert Michelson, born in Prussia, 1852, who calculated the speed of light to be about 300,000 kilometers per second. And he discovered that the speed of light was a constant, did not change even if the light was on a moving object, which laid the groundwork for Einstein's theory of special relativity. It's the birthday of Edith Piaf, born on the outskirts of Paris in 1915. Her mother was a cafe singer, drug addict. Her father was a street performer. He did acrobatics, and he was a contortionist. She mostly grew up with her grandmother, who ran a brothel. She went out singing on the streets with her father when she was 9 years old in the red light district of Paris. Edith Piaf, who became one of the most popular performers in France during the 40s and the 50s. She died at the age of 47. More than 40,000 people came to her funeral. Edith Piaf, whose last words were, "Every damn thing you do in this life, you have to pay for." It's the birthday of the Italian writer Italo Svevo, born in Trieste, Italy, 1861, author of Confessions of Zeno, a fictional memoir, man undergoing psychoanalysis, now considered one of the great Italian novels of the 20th century. And it's the birthday of Constance Garnett, born in Brighton, England, 1861, who gave us many of the first English translations of Russian novels of the 19th century. She did all of Dostoevsky's work. She did Anna Karenina. She was proficient. She could translate 5,000 words a day, but she skipped phrases that she didn't understand. She often missed out on the joke, and she Baudelaireized them as well, so that now most of her translations are replaced by more accurate ones. Here's a poem for today by Tom Hennen, "Sheep in the Winter Night." Inside the barn, the sheep were standing pushed close to one another. Some were dozing. Some had eyes wide open, listening in the dark. Some had no doubt heard of wolves. They looked weary with all the burdens they had to carry, like being thought of as stupid and cowardly, disliked by cowboys for the way they eat grass about an inch into the dirt, the silly look they have just after shearing, of being one of the symbols of the Christian religion. In the darkness of the barn, their woolly backs are full of light gathered on summer pastures. Above them, their white breath was suspended, while far off in the pine woods, night was deep in silence. The owl and rabbit were wondering, along with the trees, if the air would soon fill with snowflakes. But the power that moves through the world and makes our hair stand on end was keeping the answer to itself. A poem by Tom Hennen, "Sheep in the Winter Night," from "Darkness Sticks to Everything," published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Fox Searchlight, presenting Jackie, starring Natalie Portman as the First Lady in the days following the assassination of JFK, as she fights to cement her husband's legacy, in select theaters now, and by Lumosity, brain training developed by scientists and game designers who turn cognitive research tasks into challenging games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.